T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for Between the Pipes with Andrew Raycroft.
Hey, let's go.
There's going to be a lot of traffic on the way to the game.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of my way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
Great plates. I want them too.
Are you even old enough to drive?
Presented by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The name to know when your drains don't flow on WEEI.
All right, let's get a little pucky here with Gretchen Fourier with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Is our buddy Andrew Raycroft, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around the joys of food, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Frank's Red Hot. Visit franksredhot.com for great hockey and football watching recipes. Let's Frank it up to the Harbor One Hotline. Here's our buddy Andrew Raycroft. Razor, good morning. How are you, friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am perfect. Wonderful.
Well, so are the Bruins, it seems. They go to Montreal. That first line grinds, gets that third goal. They win 4-2. You know, I admit, Razor, I didn't know the full background of Jim Montgomery, like, before Dallas. I didn't realize that that was kind of a homecoming for him. You're also Canadian, but you played in Boston. What's the state of kind of the Bruins Canadians rivalry right now?
Well, it's certainly not at the peak of the 70s or the mid 2000s or the early 2000s. Like, Montreal's not that good, so you need both teams to be good to be at the peak, but it still means very much to everybody who has watched those games and knows the history and has watched Hockey Night in Canada and knows all the Hall of Famers between the two organizations. It still means a lot. And even on a Tuesday night in Montreal, that game has more juice than most others in both cities.
So you're not surprised that Montreal played him as tough as they did up until the third period?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, that's a game, you know, everyone's watching. Montreal played Toronto on Saturday night. That's the same thing. So the Toronto game, the Boston game, those are the two biggest games for the Montreal Canadiens when they go into their building. So there's no question that pride was talked about, tradition was talked about, and show up and work hard was talked about.
Is it me, or does everybody kind of think that Bergeron is from Montreal? Like, every time that game comes up, it's like this homecoming. And where is he even from?
No, he's from Quebec City. So he hated the Montreal. He would have hated the Montreal Canadiens when he grew up, just as much as any Boston Bruin fan hates Montreal. So
how far away is Quebec City from Montreal?
It's about a three and a half hour drive. So it's not close. It's not far. It's a completely different city. It's a different culture. Quebec City is pure French. Montreal is more global. There's lots of different languages. Quebec City, smaller, old city. Very, very different places, and the people are, it's a different culture. It's like New York and Boston people. It's completely different. So I do get the sense that Patrice is, like, he goes with it, and he doesn't really want to explain it, but I also think he's, like, kind of aggravated at times that he has to, like, go along with the fact that it's a Montreal. He's like, no, I didn't like the Canadians when
so,
I grew up.
So being from Canada, being a Canadian, how many Tim Hortons would you pass if you had to drive from Montreal to Quebec City? Are we talking, like, how do you measure that?
Well, I mean, there's one in every town of at least 500 people. So you're probably, I don't know, I 300 kilometers away, probably 30.
Okay.
one every 10 kilometers.
That's what I would. If somebody said how long would it take, I said, "Oh, it's at least 10 Timmys."
See, yeah, but now I got to do the kilometers to miles translation. Yeah, I hate it. How many were in the burgeoning metropolis of Belleville, Canada? Is really.
Oh, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Six or seven. Three drive-throughs.
Three drive-throughs. That's great. Yeah, you don't have to get out of your time. Those are the ones that are busy when it gets really cold up there.
Oh yeah, you'll sit in line at a drive-through for 45 minutes, like COVID times, to get a coffee and a donut and more.
All right, let's get back to hockey, because the Bruins are going to feel the Lightning tonight down in Tampa Bay. Just from the betting line, Razor, relatively even. How do you see tonight's matchup?
It's going to be a good one. Tampa Bay is the second best team in the NHL, of course, behind the Boston Bruins at home. This is a measuring stick game for them. Both teams kind of go, like, playing the Montreals is great, but they're not a great team. So both of these teams get excited to play each other because there's not a lot of competition for either one. So this weekend's going to be awesome. The Bruins playing Tampa tonight, Florida, Carolina, and then Toronto. It's a great way to go into the break. Four ultra-competitive games for the Bruins. So it's going to be a lot of fun tonight, and I think the Bruins they're going to need their best to win. They're not going to be able to kind of cruise through the first half of the game and see what happens. They're going to need to go right away.
Hey, let me follow up with, what version of Tampa, Razor, are we going to see? Because I know they're always circumventing the salary cap because some guy's got a season-long injury, and then miraculously he's been skating for 3 weeks and ready to go in the playoffs. So what version of Tampa will we see tonight? Is this the regular season version or the actual potential playoff version of the Lightning?
Well, so roster-wise, all the big boys are in the lineup.
All right.
But Tampa, so we're going to see everybody. We'll see Stamkos and Vasilevsky and Kucherov. We're going to see everybody, but there still is a sense with the playoff success that Tampa's had that they do put it in cruise control through the regular season. They have a different gear come April, but again, I think we see closer to that gear tonight than what we would if it was Tampa Bay versus Columbus.
Do you do the whole power rankings thing? Do you believe in that when it comes to really any sport? Let's see, if you take just like the NHL, it's obvious that the Bruins are number one. And if you look at some of the other teams, just off the top of my head, like, you know, the Lightning would be one, maybe probably the Devils. Like, how big is the gap between number one and then from like two to three? You know, is it a massive gap? Because I'm just looking at the record of the Lightning. It's not that different than the Bruins.
No, it isn't. So the Bruins, in pro sports terms, it's as big of a gap as the NHL seen in a long time, the difference. But I would say I would put Carolina, Tampa, Toronto, who they're three of the four games they're going to play in the next week. Those are the three next best teams. And if power ranking wise, those aren't being separated by anything, to be honest. You could put any one of those teams number two, three, and four, and I would be okay with that. So certainly Tampa's in that mix where they're dangerous. They can win every single night they go on the ice.
Andrew Raycroft of Nesson, and of course right here at WEEI, breaking down pucks with Gresh and Fourier. I know the folks at ESPN did some, they've been talking about all the amazing numbers connected to the Bruins, and then they hit a couple different questions, and one I want to throw by you. Who has been the Bruins MVP to this point?
Linus Ullmark. I think the numbers are just so crazy. 25-2-1 is, It's bananas. And obviously, David Pastrnak's right behind him. Hampus Lindholm's right behind them. And so those three guys, and you could put David two or you could put David three, but I'm going to take Linus Ullmark just because his numbers goaltending-wise as well, his save percentage, his expected goals against, really deep dive analytics, there's a huge canyon between him and number two. So it's been absolutely dominant.
So, you know, we've been talking about, you know, this Bruins team being the fastest team to 80 wins in NHL history. And I feel like they're on pace for like 140, 100, some crazy number, which would also be the fastest first or the most points in NHL history. Do you think that's something that they should shoot for? Do you think those type of numbers, those type of first ever NHL history type statements is something that they should shoot for?
Not necessarily, no. I think they should try and win every game. I mean, that's pro sports. You're supposed to try and win every single game. I think these games, I guess the question is, are they going to play their full roster the last 2 weeks of the season and play Patrice Bergeron 24 minutes a night to try and get an extra 2 points to try and beat an NHL record? No, I don't think they should do that. No, I don't think they'll do that. But if they can win the game, yeah, we'll try and win the game. But no, I don't. Come late March after the deadline into April, you're going to rest as best as you can to be ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs game one. And if that means you take an L here or there and don't quite get to the all-time record, I think what they've done up until this point is historic no matter what. This is going to be a team that everybody in Boston talks about for the next 50 years. You're going to reference this Bruins team and this start as the best maybe ever. And I think that's okay with them. You don't necessarily need the stats at the end of the season because you can say, listen, they pulled up a little bit at the finish line to be able to save the juice for the playoffs.
Yeah. So what would you consider to be, I guess the, you know, if you ask me the best team ever in the NFL, people point to the, you know, the Dolphins undefeated season, maybe they even point to the Patriots, that one loss, undefeated regular season team. Like, who would you say universally is known as the best ever NHL hockey team?
I think universe, if you went like of all ages, all across all generations,
sure.
You're going to the Montreal Canadiens of the 70s and then probably the Edmonton Oilers mm-hmm. in the 80s and then the Detroit Red Wings in the early 2000s. That's my list. I probably put the Red Wings, because I actually played against those teams and actually saw those teams. Those are a little higher up, but that's that lore of the Canadians in the 70s, as a Canadian guy, again, back to that Tim Hortons sitting around having a coffee, everyone talked about the 70 Canadians when I was growing up, the dynasty and all the Hall of Famers. And then, of course, Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, Paul Coffey, all those Hall of Famers, that was the other one. So those three teams are right there at the top because they did it for a few years as well.
And the Penguins came up short in the 90s because Mario couldn't hold it together, but another story for another time. That was my childhood in watching Mario Lemieux. Razor, I know we talked about Tampa. You mentioned the home record. We kind of clowned around about the way they treat the postseason and how they've managed their roster. But as you see it shaping up right now, before we get into trades and anything like that, who's the Bruins' biggest challenger in the East?
Well, I think it's Carolina. I think Toronto will produce some issues with their ability to score goals. But Tampa Bay and Toronto are basically locked in to play each other in the first round. So one of those teams you're not going to see. Almost guaranteed. There's no chance of seeing one of those teams. But I think what we saw in the playoffs last year, Carolina is built for a big, heavy, strong game. But certainly the Bruins were able to take them to 7 games last year without a Hampus Lindholm. And there's nobody that's going to tell me that this team isn't better than last year's team. So in those respects, you still have to feel good about it. But as of today, I'm taking Carolina and then probably the Maple Leafs.
I Razor, who gets the tickle trunk treatment this week?
Brandon Carlo is going into the tickle trunk, fellas. I think he's been a little under the radar as far as how well he's played, certainly in the last 2 months. He played over 20 minutes against Montreal the other night. Any of these lockdown games, he's automatic over 20 minutes. I love his game right now. I think he's doing a great job closing out and defending really well. So I'm putting Carlo in the tickle trunk. Still no negativity coming this way. There's nothing to nitpick yet still for me.
Oh, right. But next Thursday, not only are we going to put the sort of front first half of the season, a little more than that, to bed, we get Razor's thoughts on the All-Star game. And the reason I didn't want to ask him this week is because Raycroft hot fire. I feel it hot coming fire. On talking about the All-Star game.
All right, good. Looking forward to it.
I can't wait to rip it. I can't wait to rip it.
Well, you got to wait a week, friend. Hey, we appreciate the knowledge. Thank you, brother, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See, there goes Andrew Raycroft with us on the Harbor One Hotline. And Amber37 in the Twitch chat is so happy. Before Razor even came on, you got to ask him about Brandon Carlo. Sure enough, the Tickle Trunk took care of it. So there we go. That the Brandon, I guess the lead member of the Brandon Carlo fan club.
His mom, was, probably.
It's Amber37, and I'm going to guess he's the one who texted in as well out of the 603 to be like, come on, you got to ask about Carlo. I need to hear the good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.